Two insecure critics must fight for their right to validate their existence.
In this corner, we have a dinosaur. For some reason.
In this corner, we have a voodoo priestess that chose Pokemon Go over voodoo, sometimes called Eevee.
It's time to pick sides. This is Haunted MTL's Throwdown, with contributors Eevee and J.M. Brannick.
I do love destroying you.
You haven't got the guts.
All right, welcome to the Throwdown. This is a battle of slinging wits, blood, guts, and mud to defend the title of winner and put the proper loser in their place. As always, I am reigning and defending champion J.M. Brannick, aka Box Human, along with my co-host and supposed also reigning and defending champion, Voodoo Priestess.
Yeah, I am the reigning defending champion winning person because shut up.
Supposedly.
That's how I win. I just tell people to shut up. It's fine.
Yeah, it's a classic trademark move. This week is actually Voodoo Priestess's choice, Vood's choice, which do you want to tell us a little bit about this masterpiece, this really good film?
You suck.
This really good film.
It's lying to you. It's a horrible monstrosity, and it's a giant dinosaur that is lying to you, so it'll eat your face. Anyway, it's the...
Keep bombing, okay.
Is it Kayako versus Sadako, or...?
I thought it was the other way around.
I don't care enough.
Beauty before age. One of them versus one of them.
Yeah.
The two big bads of the Japanese horror tropes.
Genre.
Yeah.
Just don't even trope it, because they're still pattering along. Even though they're 90s and videotapes don't really exist anymore.
Well, it's all online now. It's all online. Even my grandma watches, you know, the Sadako tape and she's like, ugh, this is it? 7 days? Why doesn't that come sooner? And it does in this one. let's talk a little bit about it. By the way, spoilers. So we begin with two girls. Right? Two girls in a classroom?
That's right. There's a teacher who has sketchy credentials giving a lecture like the beginning of Urban Legends.
It's a memes class. I would take that class. I would take the memes Urban Legend class. But it's filled with people. But there are two girls that are sleeping, like, on top of each other. And those are our main characters. Well, some of our main characters. We have a lot of main characters to go through.
Yeah, that's what makes it so great, right? Because there's like a million main characters to figure out what they do in life.
Yes, absolutely. They have different motivations and they're very clearly defined. Very clearly. It's a beautiful movie.
No.
I see you fraying already.
Cool.
So, two sleepy girls. So he is talking about a cursed video, which is the Sadako video, which kills you in 2 days, which is different from our normal 7 day, which honestly, you know, that cuts down on time. That's kind of a time saver. I have we'll get to your issues. We'll get to the 5 points that you have brought up. We will. I promise you. Because I have some counterpoints to those. Don't you worry.
Shut up.
But right after the lesson, surprise, surprise, one of the girls wants to do something with a VHS tape. So they have to go and get a VCR. To young people who don't know what that is, that's a thing that plays VHS tapes, which are big chunky things that play videos. And in this case, a haunted video. So whoever watches this video will die within 2 days. So they go to this store in this shady kind of part of town. And
what was so shady about it?
I don't know. It was kind of shady. I don't know. It seemed shady.
It was just some random old people's place.
Kind of shady to me. They're selling like haunted shit, you know? And the girl even too was like, yeah, I sold them that haunted VCR.
Oh, pretty, yeah. Cool, that's right. Huh?
Yeah, that's shady.
It's like, oh yeah, I found that haunted tape in this VCR. It's great. I sold it today.
And they're like, good job. Congratulations. By the way, it was only like about $6. So that's actually a pretty good deal. And it came with free hair, which was nice. Like extensions. No. Okay. So they find this gross tape inside it and decide to watch, which is actually pretty brave because it could be anything. It could be porno or snuff or just anything, but they decide to watch it. But only, sorry, I didn't, what's her name? Short hair. Natsumi.
Oh, the character who is so well developed and that you love?
Natsumi. I got it. I'm just a little slow to it. She had cute hair. She watches it. Guess what? Uh-oh, dun-dun-dun. She gets the call 2 days later. You know, she's gonna die. She's donezo.
But she actually watches it with her friend, but her friend doesn't get it because she's texting. So yeah. You should text while driving.
Yeah, or text while watching a cursed thing. It will save your lives. And that's when we find out that the girl, the shop girl, has sold the cursed tape. Then it kind of makes you do the happening because she went on a big ledge and fell, which I thought was kind of interesting. You know, it's interesting. It's a great, interesting movie. So they bring it to the professor, who's that sketchy, weird meme professor. And he's like, being a major
dick. You want to buy my book?
Yeah, exactly. He's a major dick. Because he's like, well, I don't really give a shit about you and that you're dying. I just really want to see Sadako. Like, a lot.
Which is something that's really weird. Just like, it never actually comes into fruition why he wants to see Sadako. He's just like, really, really creepy into seeing Sadako.
He's a big fan. He's a super big fan. Like, if there was a body pillow, he'd have
it. He
owns it. Mm-hmm. He made it. He stitched it carefully and lovingly. That's him. So he's like, give me that fucking tape. Makes a DVD of it, which is not a smart move. Then he watches it and she doesn't appear. And he's like really super sad about that. So that's a sad part. I did get a little bit sad about that part.
You cried your little tears.
I didn't cry my little tears. My little dino tears, I cried them. So then we see kids being dicks to another kid.
Random kid.
Yeah, random, because I think that's when we meet What's-Her-Face, right?
Yeah, the other What's-Her-Face, because she's totally not suspicious that anything is going on with this kid who looks like he's getting beat up, scaredly standing behind her, while three other kids are like, hey, we got a present for you.
So this okay, is cute hair. Which I'm afraid that I'm going to mess up her name because I'm afraid that I'm going to call her Suzuku.
Suzuku.
And it's not. It's Suzuka.
Suzuka?
Okay. Yeah, because I want to say Suzuku because of Fushigi Yuki. My roots in that. And it is not. It's Suzuka. So, yeah, so there's this little kid and kids are dicks. They're like, you have to go into this murder house. With these rocks. I don't know why he had to go in with the rocks. So he goes in Murder House. And Murder House wants to murder, you know?
Well, you can't really tell that for the first thing. Because he just walks in and is like, oh, look, it's Bitch Boy. And then he walks out for like 5 seconds before running back in.
Oh, yeah. Well, and he also like throws, you know, bravo to this bully too. Because this bully feels no pain. Because he... throws a fucking rock in his goddamn face. And the bully doesn't even flinch. Like, rock, like, that makes him bleed out of his face. And bully's like, you son of a bitch, I'm gonna get you. Like, not even a flinch, not even a cry. These are kids that are, like, 11. And this kid's like, hardcore. He gets hit again, too, later. And again is like, you son of a bitch. He doesn't even, like, go or anything like that. He's just like stone face killer.
If you guys have ever seen Tropic Thunder, he's the kid with the bazooka at the end.
Oh, is he really?
No.
I had a Pars moment. You could have sold me on that. I'm like, is he really? I don't think he is. He doesn't look like that kid. I'm gullible.
I should have waited till the end to break that to you.
I know. That would have broken my heart. I'm like, he's really versatile. But yeah, he's like just freaking tough. But don't you worry. The bullies get theirs. And really, Toshio, aka what she said, bitch boy, does all the heavy lifting, really. Mom, Kayako, doesn't really do a lot at first. It's mostly Toshio.
She never does a lot.
Wow, that's rude.
It's true. She, like, crawls around, and then she, like, crawls around.
Wow.
Toshio's here, like, jumping on people and meowing at people and jumping at people and waving his tongue at them.
He does that a little bit, yeah.
A little.
He does it a little bit. He does that in a couple scenes where he goes blah, 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 kind of with his tongue, blah, blah, blah. But also, there's two cat jump scares in here, and I thought that was great. That was really good. Most movies don't do that. And that was clever.
So how many movies have you seen to become the reigning champion?
A million. So anyway, also never look into black water, just a rule of thumb. Like, I thought that was kind of interesting that that kid was like, oh, dark and murky water. Let me just throw my head into there and see what's in there. Not a good idea.
Well, he thought the kid was hiding in there, right?
Yeah, and he was. Different Congratulations. Wrong kid, but there was a kid in there. Then we get to the exorcism, because they're going to exorcise Sadako from...
It was either Natsumi or Natsumi. Yuri.
It was Natsumi.
Okay.
And Yuri's there to support and help. This was the one with the lady exorcist, because the teacher's like, I can't help you, but maybe somebody can. I don't know. Maybe. Let's go try. So they take her to this Japanese spiritual leader.
Temple.
Yes. Thank you. Shinto. I don't know what their clergy people are called.
There's honestly different religions kind of over Japan. Shinto is one of the prevailing ones, I think. But I couldn't tell you if that was actually like a Shinto temple priest thing.
All right. Well, they're going to do an exorcism, and they don't fuck around. They don't. And it's actually very entertaining, the exorcism scene, because they basically make her drink bunches and bunches of water and, like, make her chug it down her throat and slap her around and slap the water in her face. And then when Yuri is like, hey, that's enough, they go over there and slap her.
They just wanted to bitch slap people, okay? This just, like, that wasn't an exorcism. They just wanted to bitch slap people, and they wanted to get money for it.
There's just a lot of slapping going on. Then it goes right, basically, kind of like into Evil Dead territory.
Evil Dead is way better.
Because Sadako does come out. And boy, oh boy, does that professor so want to see her. So bad that he gets head butted in the face, and his face gets all long for a second, and he dies.
Oh, so he did die?
Yeah, he died.
Okay, because I wasn't paying attention at that point, and I was like trying to figure out if he like actually died or went somewhere.
No, he died. He got head butted so hard that his face squished up, and he died.
And then all the nuns started breaking their necks.
Yeah. That was sad. I cried. And they basically said, sorry, can't help. Too strong for me. There's going to be another exorcist come who's so cool, who is way cool. And you're going to give him this money and he's going to help you. And so then after that, and everybody's dead except for Yuri and Natsumi. And Natsumi's freaking out because she's like, I'm going to die. And Yuri being a very good character, selflessly says that she will watch the tape and carry that burden of the curse so that Natsumi can live. So this
then
is
the exorcist comes along, bitch slaps her, and says, you're stupid, that's not how that works.
Well, in the exorcist is, you forgot to mention, he's cool. He's very cool. And he has like hand gesture things. Or like,
yeah, the Rinko, whatever that one thing is. It's like poof, 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 poof. It's basically the, you know how when people make the sign, the priests or whatever in movies make the sign of the cross on their chest. That's basically what he's doing, Japanese religion version of it.
But way cooler. Way cooler. It's got sound effects. You don't see that when, like, people are doing that with, like, sign of the cross. You don't see, like when people are doing sign of the cross. This guy has sound effects. He's got sunglasses, too. And not only does he have that, but what else does he have? He has a partner in crime.
He has a blind 12-year-old.
And she's sassy as fuck. She is sassy. Because she tells him straight up. She's like, ugh, I don't see a future with you.
They are so douchey, like, both of them. It's like, you're scared individuals. They're going to be like, get me that money, and I don't care about you.
Yeah, they're mercenaries. They don't. But they're so cool. And they've got glasses. And they're very cool. They have sound effects. So then that's when cool guy decides. And we're in an hour in. It's an hour and 30-something minute movie.
At this point, I think the cool guy makes one of the girls or something vomit into a bag so he could magic it away. But that's only part of Sadako. And so
he
leaves the crazy people alone to go find a haunted house.
That's right. He throws this. Oh, that's. And he knows that there are two of them because they kind of know of the other one, too. He's like, we have to have the two ghouls fight. And then so he leaves and then they have like a little cute friendship. Like stuff scene where they're being cursed and stuff, but also being friends and having a slumber party. And then we see him being very cool and throwing that like spirit bomb of Sadako at Toshio and Kayako and them freaking out. And guess what? There's a well in the back of Kayako's place. So that's pretty cool, right?
Yep, just a giant well where for a second I almost thought Sadako lived.
Yeah. I kind of thought so too, but it's not. It's just, it's a well that's like where Sadako lived. It's like it, but it's not it. And apparently, so then we go back to our two mains, and apparently being possessed by Sadako is just kind of like getting the flu, because Natsumi gets just kind of sick and sweaty, and then kind of just...
starts seeing hair everywhere, doesn't she? Like, doesn't she take a shower and wigs are like crawling on the ceiling?
Yuri does.
Oh.
Yeah. And then Natsumi, but...
Isn't that when she was, like, going crazy and then she, like, uploaded the ring?
No, because, like, Natsumi didn't really even go crazy. She didn't even see anything. That was all Yuri. Natsumi was just like, I'm sick. The flu. I guess I'm going to go upload this on the internet. So, yeah, she goes off the deep end real quick. And she uploads it on the internet. And she's like, let's just kill ourselves and be friends forever. And Yuri's like, no, probably not. And so she goes, Natsumi goes to kill herself. And Sadako creepy shuffles to her and then stuffs her hair with mouth. I mean, mouth with hair, not the other way around.
She gets so close to her face that her eyes cross.
Oh, I didn't look at that. I was looking at, like...
How did you not notice the kill face?
Sorry. I was looking at her mouth and going, ugh, all that hair going in there. Blech, it's a lot of hair.
Oh, yeah. So if you try to kill yourself and mess with the ring curse by killing yourself, Sadako just shows up early to kill you.
Yeah, because she'll stop anybody in her way. They'll try to stop the curse. We go back to Suzuka, who's like the new girl on the block, whose house is next to the death house. And her parents are very nice. They're like super nice. And anyway, she's called to the house and she goes in the goddamn house. She goes at fucking night. I mean, which is a great idea. That's a great idea.
Go to the haunted house that you don't live in, that's living across from you at night.
Yeah, it adds to the tension. It really does. So she goes in there, and that's where we get our second cat scare, which is really clever. Very clever. And so that's when she sees Toshio, I think. She sees some spookies. Some spooky stuff happening. So she screams, and her parents run over.
They heard her from across the house, across the hall.
Well, I can hear my neighbors, like, yelling at each other.
Yeah, but you're gonna hear your daughter across the street and immediately think, that's my daughter screaming across the street.
Oh, well.
My daughter in bed.
Maybe they're like, she's been talking about that murder house a lot lately. Maybe she's over there. Well, maybe just intuition. Parents' intuition. And they go over there. And do you want to talk about the death scenes? They're pretty fun.
I'm trying to remember the death scenes.
Oh my God.
Isn't it like, I remember how the mother died, that she just gets like dragged in. Like the exorcist people show up and are all like, I'll save you, Suzuka. Only you, Suzuka. Like, your parents are going to be fine. I mean, they're dead, but they'll be fine.
Well, by then, okay, so first, Toshio springy springs on Dad and pulls his neck, so his neck goes long, and he's dead. And then Kayako clompy clomps down the stairs, and Mom's like, save yourself! And,
They both could have ran out of there at that point. I'm just saying, like, she wasn't clomping so fast that they both could have just stood up and saved themselves.
Well, the mom tripped. Well, they both tripped. And the mom's like, just go. I think my mom would have done that. She's kind of a drama queen. Just kidding. Love you, Mom. But yeah, so Kayako grabs Mom, pulls her into, spirits her away, if you will. Yeah, our exorcists are there to hair bomb them again and basically save Suzuka. And there's only 15 minutes left now, which is great pacing. That's amazing pacing. I love that pacing because there's so much you can do with that. So the plan now is to get double cursed. So each girl will be cursed by the other curse so that the ghouls will fight to...
They're fighting for the right to party.
Inside the bodies of these, well, not really, to basically kill them. And then he says, you know, something about a mysterious plan B, which we don't know anything about. So the girls have a minute together, and it's a very nice kind of minute because Suzuka just lost her parents, and Yuri lost her friend, and she's comforting her, and Suzuka confesses that she's afraid. Yuri also confesses that she's afraid, but they share a moment of vulnerability that I thought was very nice. It was a very nice moment. So there, we'll talk about that one later too. Then we have a fight.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one later.
Yeah, we'll talk about that one later. We have about 5 minutes of a fight, I would say. Because they go inside the house and
Watch the videotape.
Yep, Suzuka's gonna, she has to watch the videotape no matter what. So there's spooky things happening. Yuri's already infected by the other curse because she stepped into the murder house. So spooky things are happening. She watches the whole tape. So now they're both cursed. And now both ghosts are fighting. And it's not working. So they're told to leave the house and go to the back. So they go into the back to the well. And the well is
a magical special place where the guy says, this is our contingency plan. Rochambeau over who dies.
Yeah, basically. One of you will have to sacrifice yourself for the other so that they will fight for one. And of course, Yuri says, I will. Because earlier she said, even if you just survive, I will be happy with that. Because she's a good character. And so she goes and she stands on the well. And here comes Kayako. And here comes Sarako. And they smack together. They smush together.
Into a weird Junji Ito slime balloon.
Well, first they explode. And go inside the well. And you think it's going to be okay because they do whatever magic there is, but then they explode into a thing. They have started to form together. And the super, 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 super cool guy is like cut in half. He's deadzo.
Which is a complete waste of super cool dude. Oh, dick or not.
Man, poor super cool dude. He wasn't even wearing his sunglasses either. That would have been a good scene if he just pulled out his sunglasses and shakily put them back on and then died. But anyway, so he's deadzo. I forget, did they put them back in the well? Somehow I thought they put them back in the well because they crawl out of the well again.
They crawl a little, but they like blow up. They like that's when they turn into a balloon, and that's when it just ends, when they blow up again. Because he died during the first explosion when they were getting dragged into the well. And then they turn into the balloon and blow up at the end.
Maybe I saw a different version than yours.
Really?
Yeah, because my ending had somehow they were in the well again, and then they came out of the well and they were one as like Sadako and Kayako as like a human being, not balloon version.
What just the fuck?
Yeah, I think we saw different versions, my friend.
Oh, no. I remember what you mean now.
Yeah.
Yeah, because they both look the same and they're trying to be kind of combined, but it really just kind of looked like Sadako wearing grosser clothing and making that noise a lot.
Yep. And it ends with Suzuka and the blind girl screaming. But the
ending is so bad, I forgot it. My bad.
But the end, after you listen to the amazing music, and it was fun. It's a fun song.
It really is.
At least we agree on one thing.
We did it.
Hey, this podcast is over. Congratulations.
No longer a throwdown. It's no. Now peace.
Sunshine and roses. After, at the very, very end, you see the video that normally would have Sadako, but then it had both of them together as one. So that's the new thing, that they are fused. They have fused just like Dragon Ball Z. And that's the movie, which was amazing. Very good. So why did you pick this movie?
Because it sucks. And you're just saying that to make it me mad. You're just trying to be nice. You're evil.
I also summon Cars to drown you out. Thanks, Cars.
So I grew up with The Ring and The Grudge. That's like one of the first horror movies I actually remember getting out and going to see in theaters was The Grudge. My Halloween costume when I was younger was The Ring. Like, I actually wanted to go drench myself in water and wander around wet on cold Halloween nights. And my mom was like, no. But yeah.
That's a good choice. Don't do that, kids.
Yeah, looking back, that was probably a really good choice. But anyway, there was a lot of deliberate things done in both movies to, like, give it a backstory and to give it a purpose to the creatures, the horror. So it wasn't just like, I'm a ghost. Boo. Sadako survived 7 days in the well after her mother or father threw her down it, thinking that she was cursed because she had psychic visions and all this. And it's like her prophecy came true, because then she created a videotape in which she recorded all her anger and her fear of what happened and spread it out to everyone. Like, you actually have to make a copy of the tape and show it to someone else, and then you survive by like spreading around that fear and that hate. The Grudge was a woman who was kind of crazy. She was living with an abusive husband who went crazy, and her son, who just, he was there. And during that's like a horrible deaths, horrible things took place in that house. And so they couldn't get over it. And they're there re-perpetrating all the horrible things to whoever enters the house. They become part of the cycle of terror and fear. And it's like, these are the premises of the original movies. And Sadako versus Kayako doesn't give a fuck about that. It's like purely this cheesy, really bad, cheesy thing where it's like, in name only, they appear.
Okay. Counterpoint.
You suck.
I know, like, there's the, you know, Sadako kills you in 7 days and things like that, and that's been changed to 2 in this one. And that was one of your points as well. She's a busy woman. You know, she also doesn't look anything like a young girl in this. She looks like she's in her 30s. So, yeah, she needs to speed things up now. If anything, I think this is healthy. She's admitting agency over her death. She's bringing it to her terms and her scheduling and pacing. Obviously, 7 days was like a painful memory, but I think this shows that she's healing, because she's owning it and setting the curse to her own terms and not the other way around. So I think this is a good thing for her. When it comes to Kayako and Toshio, they also seem to be changing. I think...
Yeah, Toshio aged like 5 years.
Yeah, he did. And also, it's like a little bit more playful. It's almost like he's trying to communicate with the children his own age. Like maybe he attempts to have ghost friends.
No. When that first kid walked into that house and like Toshio appeared to him and the kid like lured everyone else in, the kid killed all the bad kids and then like had his mom kill the nice kid, the poor kid. And it's just like Toshio is being a douche. Like, here are loopholes. I'm going to make you a promise, but ha, loophole, my mom's going to kill you.
Well, maybe it wasn't, she spirited him away, just like she did with Toshio, so he could have a friend to play with, you know, and the same could be said with Kayako, too, because she doesn't really, you know, come out much, except when she kind of comes and grabs the mom or grabs the kid, you know, and again, with the mom, it's like her own age, so maybe it's like an attempt to move past the curse and just meet some nice neighbors. Like, maybe even ghosts, like, grow lonely, you know, and weary of the apparatuses that bind them there. Especially when those events weren't, like, even their own accord. So I think what you're saying is that the souls of murdered women and children should be in constraint and unending torture without repentance or self-actualization.
No.
I think that's an
interesting sense. I want them to cause that for other people.
I think that's an interesting stance for you to take. All right. Okay.
All I'm asking is that they give unrepentant torture and horrible stunted emotions of fear forever going throughout their life. And they take that and they superimpose it on everybody else. Just like everybody else.
Replaying that same anguish upon themselves and upon others. So again, never really growing, never changing the cycle. Wow. Wow. What does that say about you?
Can we talk about the videotape that Sadako had, the curse tape?
Sure. We can talk about whatever you want. It's your movie. Yeah.
So in that movie, the curse tape is a picture of a warehouse and Sadako opens the door.
Yeah, that was minimalistic. It was good. You didn't need all these special and fancy effects, you know?
Everyone was scared of a picture of a warehouse and somebody opening the door.
The warehouse had spider webs on it. That's gross. Again, minimalistic effect. The effect was in the presence of the ghost. You didn't need all this rigmarole. Yeah, that was your second point. You said the effects are so bad that the practical effects from 20 years ago outshine them.
That is true.
You want to talk about
case
that?
In point, Toshio's tongue.
The blah, 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 blah.
Yes. Did it or did it not look like somebody pasted like fake lips and tongue over Toshio's mouth to make it move?
I don't generally look at children's mouths. Usually don't. Usually if I look at children, I kind of look away just because they're not, what's the word, interesting. Even ghost kids. I'm like, what do you want? A ghost ice cream? So I did not notice the pasted on lips and tongue very much.
Okay. It's fine.
Yeah. Is there anything else?
Besides the videotape, yes. The death effects were very
good.
They sucked.
They were good.
No. The original Grudge, there was interesting deaths. It wasn't all disappearances. So there was like the one lady who had her jaw ripped off. And then there was a shit ton of disappearances. But yeah. But it was better than everyone breaking their neck. Like they all broke their neck. They all committed suicide. That's another thing. Why is Sadako making them kill themselves? That's so mean. How is that progressive?
Well, to speak on the first point, I would like to say that they're better than Slender Man, the effects. But that's not saying much.
There you go. I'm actually looking at a picture I screenshotted of Toshio, and it looks like maybe it's not like fake mouths and tongue. It's just a lot of lipstick put on. so it looks weird.
I'm like, come here, kid. I got a bit more lipstick on you. Well, I wasn't too impressed by Ringu's effects, if I remember right. And I don't remember much of The Grudge, apart from Sarah Michelle Gellar not being Buffy. But the effects, I mean, there was a really good blood shot that I really liked when the shopkeeper lady fell and there was the blood that was spooling like out of her brain and whatnot. And there was like that little tiny piece of glass that kind of went with the blood. I thought that was a really good shot. I laughed a lot. I don't know if that was in the intention, but it did get a reaction out of me, especially the head butt smush face.
Okay.
And the torn apart dude.
Let's bring up Freddy versus Jason.
I knew it was going to come to Freddy versus Jason.
It always has to. Like,
that's it always the best has to.
Versus movie out there, kind of, really. Well,
there's really not a lot of out like versus except for Freddy versus Jason and then Alien versus
Predator.
And that's like it.
Well, another Sadako versus.
And then this.
But
all right, go on.
So one thing about Freddy versus Jason is the tone, it was like obviously goofy at moments, but it's still, for as many of the comedic moments it had, it was still a horror movie in a lot of regards with the framing of the characters, where the plot took place, what was happening. It stayed true to a lot of the lore and stuff with it. And even when it was stupid, it was kind of sinister. Can you say that the stupid in this movie, in Kayako or Sadako versus Kayako, was sinister in any way, shape, or form?
I would say so.
One!
Just to get that reaction, I would say so every day. I would say so. I think maybe some of it might be lost in translation. But I think some of it, too, is the fear of the unknown. You know, like when something does change, it becomes fresher, or it becomes newer, it becomes something different. So we have different expectations, or we can't align what we thought before to these new things. So that becomes something else entirely.
Okay, since you brought up this point, we change with the times and it becomes fresher. What new thing did they bring to the table?
They brought that super cool guy. He had a blind girl. She was sassy.
He died like a bitch.
When the two ghosts smashed together, that was quite delightful because it was like, that was delightful. I enjoyed it. So it left an impression. There were B levels, I'll admit that, but there was a delightful camp to them. And I still think that means something.
Well, I would agree to you, but like a lot of movies that have like camp to them, they also manage not to like screw up the source material.
Well, I think with this, it was a lot to chew and swallow, you know?
Man. For marketing, they had Kayako, Sadako, and Toshio play on a baseball field.
That's delightful.
It actually was. It was really funny to watch, but still.
Well, I mean, and we can go back to kind of like the Slender Man of it, you know? Like when you sometimes have something that's so big, it's hard to push it into one movie. There are flaws in it, of course. You know, there are flaws in every movie. I'm not saying it's like five Cthulhus out of five Cthulhus. I'm just saying that there's something still of merit in it. But of course, I'm also not a super fan like you.
Yeah.
I'm just coming to have fun. And I did.
So let's move to the fight that I said we'd talk about later, the Kayako versus Sadako fight.
Okay, is this the one where equal entity?
Yeah.
Slapping like a bitch.
Yeah.
Okay, go on and do it.
So, the ring and Kayako, Sadako and Kayako, were said to be equal entities, and that's why they wanted to put them together. You know, that's a cool premise. I mean, like, that's a super cool premise, actually. But anyway, so you get to the fight, especially at the very end when they're meet. And, well, first off, Toshio appears in the house, and Sadako reaches through a TV and just, like, kidnaps him Like, did he die in that? Didn't he, like, appear later? So did he not die?
I don't think he died. I don't think... See, that's the thing. I think that's why he knew it wasn't going to work, because I don't think that they could really kill one another. They could only, like, slap each other around.
Yeah, but that's another thing. When Kayako and the ring started fighting, it was... Kayako was getting her ass kicked. Like, I think she got one good hit into Sadako, and then Sadako just beat the shit out of her the rest of the time. There was no equal entity epic fight scenes, like, all throughout Freddy and Jason. You see them start fighting. You see them fighting for victims and getting mad at each other and whatnot. And these two ghosts, they're supposed to have some sort of... They want to just be the ones to kill the victim. Like in Freddy versus Jason, they actually want to have that victim. But they're actually portrayed like they don't give a shit. And when they fight, it's not an equal standing fight. It's just two people who can't die. And so one bitch slaps the other until she stops for 5 seconds, and then cycle repeats.
Well, maybe that's the futility of it. And that's why they realize later that it's a futile effort.
Okay, forget in the movie. I'm talking about in the audience who wants to see a kick-ass fight.
Well, and that's kind of the problem with these two characters is neither of them speak.
No, Sadako speaks. Well, she's supposed to. She calls, like, I guess she doesn't speak when she was killing him, but she calls people up on the phone.
And she says 7 days.
Yeah.
That's it.
So she speaks. She can speak. Kaiko's throat was crushed or slit, so she can't speak. But Sadako can speak, and she's just being a bitch.
Yeah, but she's not as charismatic as, say, Freddy. I mean, so it's you have to look at the subtlety of it. I don't think Kayako gets slapped around like a bitch. Just as much as, like, Sadako's power is to come on strong and scary, Kayako's is to come on when you least expect. Kind of like when you're in your bed and you look under your blankies and, oh, there she is. So... even when you think she's beat in this, she's not. She's like, see you again in 5 minutes, bitch. You know, so I agree that we needed a longer fight between them and maybe more interaction between them. But I believe that Kayako was a worthy opponent. It would have been fun if it were more of a family affair, though, too. I do agree with that. If Toshio was bouncing off the fucking walls, you know, that would have been fun. And what's his face?
That kind of also brings me to one last thing, like, not the next point, but just like,
oh, yeah,
when you're watching the movie, can you or can you not think of a couple of different ways that you can make it better, just like immediately going through and watching the plots unfurl?
That's every movie I watch. I always look at it something and say, oh, I would have done this to punch it up. Even good movies, even movies I enjoy, but I think that's just the nature of it. So there, okay. And that's my counterpoint.
Okay, shut up. There you go. One other thing is, due to the Sadako constantly bitch-slapping Kayako, is throughout the movie, who do you think has more screen time? Was it distributed equally, or is it Sadako, or is it Kayako?
Oh, it's Sadako.
Yeah, yeah. And it's like, she's totally favorited throughout the entire movie, right?
I think, though, again, speaks to the character. Sadako, that's her thing. I mean, she's up in your face. She's always been up in your face. She wants your attention. She does silly little things throughout those 7 days to get your attention, you know? Whereas Kayako
is... doesn't matter about 7 days. This one's 2 days.
Yeah, well, even 2 days.
But she's not in your face. As a matter of fact, sometimes she doesn't show up. Otherwise, that one professor would have had a...
It's true. She knew that he wanted it too bad. She's like, I saw your body pillow. Gross. No, thank you, sir. That's the best that I can do. It's character development. Do you want to move on to your next point?
The fact that I don't care about any of the characters in the film.
Oh, wait, no, it was the clear winner. Yeah.
The clear winner at the end cops out and combines them into a weird Junji Ito slime balloon.
Mm-hmm.
Which, on one hand, that's really cool because Junji Ito is super awesome. And I kind of wish he got paid for that slime balloon, because I'm actually 100% sure I've seen art just like it on one of his book covers, but he probably didn't, and he probably doesn't care. But
he's like, I'm just glad that my art's being appreciated. Like and subscribe. So what did you not, so what do you think made it cop out?
The cop out? Because it looked like Sadako was going to win throughout the entire thing. It was, the main focus was on Sadako. Like, you had the professor at the beginning, like, gushing and just, pretty much getting off on talking about Sadako, but like nobody cared about the grudge. Nobody cared about poor little Kayako in this corner, just like killing people all willy-nilly, not without a VHS. She didn't need a VHS to kill people, okay? So she had been killing people probably a lot more than Sadako.
Yeah, but who goes in that house? Like, you don't look at that house and you're like, I gotta get in there.
Well, a lot of people go in that house. When somebody dies or goes missing and it's like, I saw him by that house. Well, the cops have to go in and investigate, and then all the cops are dead, and yeah, then family comes to investigate.
And then more cops come to investigate, and more cops come to investigate, and suddenly Japan has no cops.
Yeah, I've wondered about that.
And then they get, like, you know, investigators from, like, other countries, and they get investigators, and they get investigators.
And then you get the American remake reboot of The Grudge.
And they saved the day. Proud to be an American.
Yes, but anyway, so he's like, basically, Kayako has pretty much no screen time. She has so little screen time. It's mostly Toshio. She has, if you think about it, probably less than 5 minutes.
Yeah.
Because she gets the little kid, and then Toshio does all the other killings. She shows up at the end. She gets slapped around, but at the end, it's also, like, the fights happen in a doorway, and then they get tossed out into the hallway. It's a bad fight scene, guys.
It was interestingly shot.
Yeah. Yeah. Let's put it interestingly shot, you suck. Basically, like, I wouldn't be surprised to find out if Sadako and Kayako were the same actress, because they couldn't afford a second one.
Oh. Well, they are one and the same. No, see, like, that's the psyche of it. It's not about money. It's about the psyche of it. They're one in the same. They always have been.
Yeah, well, they combine at the end to make them both winners, and it's a cop-out, as far as I'm concerned. It's like, they had wardrobe that they had to use, except at the end it was like, oh no, it got stuck in a bush or something.
In a spooky bush. I like the ending. I'll expand on it later, but I don't think it was a cop-out. I think it was part of a greater theme of the movie. I think the slime balloon was a visual representation of their revulsion towards each other, but also their attraction. They're not so different. They both had injustices. They both had loss. They're angry and violent, but they were human. They're not animalistic. I think you're just afraid because you want a slime balloon with me.
Aww.
Yeah, you respect me, and yet you are repelled by me. To see that on the screen is to face your own feelings and vulnerabilities, and that scares you. I get it.
Shut up.
You might not yet, but I do. So I didn't mind the end so much. You want to move on to your last point?
My last point is oddly the same as her last point in, like, polar opposites.
Yeah.
I didn't care about any of the characters in the film. And what's your last point?
But what about their hair?
Didn't they all have the same hairstyle?
No. I'm kidding. I liked Yuri. She has kind of like an older sister, like, strong type. I like Suzuka, that she has like the, like, baby Elizabeth Cronin from Drop Dead Fred kind of vibe going on. But they were all, you know, they were all cursed together, you know?
Okay. So you're throwing names out there,
yeah.
But I actually don't know who any of them are because I didn't take care to actually memorize any of their names.
Wow.
So I'm just going through and cycling through. For as much as I know, Suzuka could be the TV shop lady chick.
No, she was like the little baby, like, wide-eyed, like, I want to go in that house. And then, like, don't go in the house. And then she's like, my parents are dead.
Oh, yeah. Which I also think she should have been the one to die at the end, sacrifice herself, because her whole family's dead. Like,
wow.
What has she got to lose?
Wow. Well, what do we, you know, obviously Yuri, I feel like she's like an older sister. I feel like we don't get to see her story, but we get to understand her character. She's very protective of the people she's around. Even to the little baby girl from Drop Dead Fred, Suzuka. Even though she doesn't even know her, she says, you know, even if you're the only one who makes it out alive, I'm glad. She
has a strong sense of responsibility.
Yeah.
Good for a person who fell asleep during class.
We don't know what was going on with that. I fall asleep in class all the time. Don't tell anybody. It's online too. Don't tell anybody. Class just makes you sleepy. Well, okay, those were your points. I think we should round it out to my points.
Okay. Give it to me.
All right. Okay. So I thought that Yuri was a pretty good character. Okay. I guess we're done here.
That's the end of the podcast.
The end of the podcast.
36 wins.
I've been told. I don't know all of her motivations, but she does, like I said, seem like a big sister kind of taking care of business. I don't think the video was terrific, but the lead up to the video was good. Because the first two times that it's played, we only see the reaction by the characters and not the actual video. So it becomes something of a mystery to the viewer, which can be good or bad. Unfortunately, in this case, it kind of didn't live up to the lead up, but what it did do is it made it much more emotionally impactful for the scene when we did watch Yuri watch it, because it made the stakes a lot higher and it made it feel a lot bigger because she was doing it as a sacrifice. What you got? What's your counterpoint?
Well, let's see. They immediately after that point said she was a dumb bitch for doing it. Like, your sacrifice was all in vain. I'm glad you did it, except you gave us more work to do and you suck.
Well, that's because he's really cool. He's really cool.
No, it was the sass chick who said that.
Oh, she's really cool too. They're like kind of one and the same. You know, but like, it plays to the bigger theme of her taking sacrifices. It's a good build-up because it kind of pays off in the end. It shows us kind of more to her character and to who she is. So you're wrong. So it made me laugh a lot, and I thought there were some legit good shots. Take that as you will. There were some scenes that I genuinely laughed pretty hard at, like face smush. I had to rewind that a couple times. Again, it made it memorable. I'll probably remember that. I'll probably remember that a lot more than a lot of other movies that I watch because it had an impact. Like I said, there was that really good shot and it could have been taken from something else. I don't know. I haven't seen it before, of the blood pooling from her head and kind of just trailing along with a little piece of glass in it. I thought that was fun and that was unique. I liked the beginning too, where there was no music. It was just going through the house and it was just very quiet. In fact, most of the music was very quiet. Very subtle, and I kind of liked that. I thought that worked well, and the ending made me laugh like a lot. I might watch it again just to watch the end. All right, your turn.
You laughed a lot. I didn't.
I know, and every time I laughed, I'm like, oh, this will bring her so much pain.
You suck.
I even drew a dinosaur laughing and I sent it to her. It did not make me mad. It gave me joy. You give me a lot of joy. Anything else?
Shut up.
Fair enough. All right. It has the very, very cool Exorcist mercenary duo who is very cool, like super duper cool and not at all a weird tone to the film. That's my point.
Not at all a weird tone to the film, huh?
Yeah, no, not at all. Not one little iota. Super duper cool. They had glasses. They did that. Yeah.
They didn't even need the presumable Shinto priest.
Yeah, no, not really.
So that just ate up screen time. Oh. And I guess gave you smush face. I know.
It gave me smush face, and that was adorable. It also gave me the scene of the exorcism, which was also hilarious because they're just slapping people around.
Which isn't a weird tone of the film, considering that fight at the end.
Not a weird tone at all. Nope. Tonally, it was just smooth as a button. Trying so hard not to laugh into the mic.
Yep. Your super duper cool duo, can I just say, they went out like bitches.
Well, he did. We don't know what happened to her.
Yeah, she just stood there screaming at the end like a bitch.
Well, like a little girl, because she was a little girl who saw something scary. But we don't know what she did after that. She could have
died like a bitch, ran like a bitch.
Something.
It if just seemed like she could tell bitch. The future. She didn't have any magic power, okay?
She had the magic power to see spooky things.
Wait, was that her only power?
She could see spooky things. She could give sass. She could wear a beret and look really cute doing it. Some people can't, you know? It's a gift. You got anything else?
Why didn't Toshio have a beret?
He can't rock it. He can't rock it like she can. He's got his tongue thing that he's doing. He's happy with that. Blah, 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 blah.
Tell me about your feminist film.
This is a feminist film, y'all. Super feminist. So it's very female-centric, for one. Most of the major players are females, and it has everything to do with female issues.
What kind of female issues?
Well, it talks about kind of like anger, repression, how women fit in society, how women treat each other, how women from different generations have been before, kind of how the future is, and things like that.
And how did Meme Professor fit into that?
Of course. He is also part of kind of the toxic masculinity. That's part of it. He's interested and he is curious and he is in things that are part of the feminine world. But again, he's not quite getting things. He's kind of mansplaining things to our heroes. And in the end, he's kind of wrong. And he gets a headbutt killed, face smushed, and doesn't really do them any good.
Okay, and what about super cool mercenary dude?
Kind of the same thing, but in a different flavor. Again, he kind of plays off as kind of this debonair, and he is super cool, you guys. He is very cool. But again, it kind of goes back to the, like, let me take care of you. I'm in a position of power. I am, what is it called? I have a higher authority kind of a thing. Let me take care of it. Do as I say, and everything will work out. Give me all your money, this and this and that. And it really doesn't work out for him.
Now, there's one last important male character in this that we have to talk about.
Yeah, sure. Toshio?
No. Remember that one girl who died, the random videotape store owner?
Yeah.
There was also the father random videotape store owner.
Oh, well, yeah. I mean, and he's a side character. He's just a bystander. You know, he didn't do anything to stop it. He didn't do anything to really take anything seriously. He was just there. You could kind of say that as the dad figure, too. Although the dad figure did try to do something, but he just wasn't able to.
Hear that? This is a feminazi film.
It is a feminazi film.
Heard the dinosaur say it.
100%. 100%. Only feminazis love this film. I don't know if Dr. Joe is going to this one fly. Well, here's what I like about it. How about that? What I like about it is that it does focus on the females. There is that cursed slumber party, I jokingly say, but it is between two friends who are going through some really shitty situation. Now, that shitty situation could be a number of things that females go through. That could be loss of a boyfriend. That could be whatever, you know, like we've talked about before. It could be, oh no, I'm pregnant and I gotta get an abortion. You know, that is a trope that's used a lot in movies. But whatever that might be the stand-in for, this in this case, it's a curse. It's about two friends who are together and who are supporting each other, even in this situation. It does go to south. Yes, it's a horror movie, of course, but we do have that moment. And I think that's a very nice moment. And the same with when it goes to Suzuka and Yuri later on, where these two young women don't even know each other, have never met before, but are willing to reach out and emotionally bond together and physically touch one another. And again, going back to Japan, you know, it's not a very touchy-feely country. And for to do that with somebody that you've just met in the most extreme circumstances, I think that's a really positive interaction. And again, our main villains are both female. And that's something that's usually not seen in horror either. So we have females against females for, you know, the whatever the end goal is, whether it's killing, whether it's taking over, whatever that is. It's different, and it's unusual, and it is female-centric, and I like that. That's unique and feminazi. I said jokingly it's a feminist film, but it is a female-centered film, I would say. Most of the characters are female, and the characters that you sympathize with, and that, because even the one priest lady, she is a female who's trying to exorcise them, and the little blonde girl is a female. Yes, there are male characters, but they're few and far between. It's about,
I think there's like a total of four or five.
You
two dads, the crazy professor, the psychic dude, and Toshio.
Yeah, and that's super rare for horror. Extremely rare. So I find that refreshing. That's my take on that. What's your counterpoint? It's a feminazi film. The end.
Yeah. Yeah, that's the only counterpoint I can get up to that.
All right. My final point is that, and I'm saying this with a little heart-shaped heart with my hands, it's all about the power of friendship. This whole movie is about the power of friendship. Now, what we think it's going to be about the power of, friendship-wise, is we think it's going to be about, like, Yuri and Natsumi, or Yuri and Suzuka. It's even in the well, when Yuri looks up at this monstrosity between this merging grossness of Kayako and Sadako, there's like this glimmer in her eye, and you think, well, maybe the power of love or whatever the fuck is going to destroy them or whatever, because she's in the well, they're in the well, they're trying to exorcise the demons out, etc., etc. Maybe this will work out. And it doesn't, but friendship still does. Unfortunately, it's the friendship of Sadako and Kayako that become the ending of this film, which you think is crap, but I think is beautiful. Basically, it's these two villains. So it's like, instead of Freddy versus Jason, Freddy and Jason becoming friends. And I think that's kind of like a interesting sentiment. These two have formed into one, again sharing their pain and their anger and their hatred of the world together. And I think that's kind of a sweet sentiment, especially in the case of Sadako, who didn't really have anybody. Kayako had Toshio, but Sadako didn't really have anybody. And so to join forces and to merge together, it's kind of like becoming whole. It's kind of like becoming a family. And unfortunately, it's like, you know, an evil as fuck family, but it warms the heart. It warms the heart. So it's all about the power of friendship and looking past other people's differences to become something better. Your turn.
Yeah. I just wanted to listen to you dig your grave a little bit more.
Okay, sure.
So let's first start with the lady who sold the haunted VHS VCR thing. Mm-hmm. So she knew what it was. She had watched that VHS, and then she was like, I'm gonna put it back in here because it's a cutthroat thing to do. And she's like, oh, look, two innocent high school girls. I'm gonna give it to them and see how they like it. And you know what? You know what those two little innocent high school girls do? What happens is, one goes to an exorcism where they get bitch slapped around. Everybody gets bitch slapped around. And then,
that's what they do.
Yeah.
That's how it goes.
After the bitch slapping doesn't work, one friend turns to the other one and is like, this is all your fault. If you weren't here, I wouldn't be cursed. I wouldn't have been bitch slapped for 30 minutes straight only to still be cursed. And she guilts her friend into becoming cursed with her so they could all die together. Except, you know what? It turns out you can't screw up the curse. You can't kill people together because then you just kill yourself because Sadako emerges to make you kill yourself. And then, let's get to that ending now. So, what's-her-face throws herself down the well to get the, as an ultimate sacrifice, right? Wrong. Let me give you my interpretation. She gets thrown down the well because she would look like a horrible person if she didn't at this point. And so once she's down in the well, her hatred unites Kayako's and Sadako's hatred, and she is possessed. And they all go on a murderous rampage, killing whoever they have left with their curse. It's all about murder and cutthroat society.
I have some names I can give you after this. I think they'll help.
Did I win?
I don't think so. I think that's going to have to be up to our viewers. Who is right and who is wrong? Only they can decide. So put in your votes. Let us know what you would like us to argue about. Do you have any final thoughts on this beautiful piece of beautiful work? I should really bring this to high art camp. I think Pars would really like this. It is beautiful art.
I'm still recommending Deep Dark.
Yeah, we'll get to it. We'll get to it. Do you have anything
final thoughts?
Yeah, what are your final thoughts?
I'm kind of confused as to why the movie was made this way, because if it was made with fans already in mind, it didn't really pay any service to the fans. If it was just made for like a new general audience, it wasn't representative of anything that made the original series good. And so it's like, what were they trying to get across to them? If it was just made to be kind of family friendly, why was Toshio 15 in a diaper doing a tongue thing?
I think they should have animated it. For it to be family friendly.
Yeah, they can join the Likes of Corpse Party.
My final thoughts are, you know, I'm not a super fan. I mean, I watched some of the Ring movies. I watched some of the Grudge movies, I think. So I'm not a super duper fan. I had some good times with this. It might be good just for a fun watch if you're not a super duper fan. If you are, you might want to stay away or else you'll become the glue that holds two ghosts together with their rage and hatred and anger. Just like somebody I know.
Oh, you're talking about me.
All right. Do you have anything you'd like to plug?
I'm a writer at Haunted MTL, and I'm also a reader for the Transcend Literary Magazine. Check out Haunted MTL in general. I just did a Cthulhu Dr. Seuss thingy, which it's apparently is a couple years old.
It's super cute.
It is. It like really is. And, yeah, you can see the Transcend Literary Magazine at transcendlit.com.
And it's like transcend to like transcend from one being into the other, kind of like from being something crappy, like just a Sadako, to something beautiful, like Kayako Sadako.
Yeah, that's the entire point of Transcend, to become a Kayakado. Kayakado? We need to make a cute name for them.
Yeah, send her all your terrible poetry, please.
Oh, you suck.
Well, until next time, we will see you later. All right, take care. Bye.
Bye.